Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. Thanks for joining me on this 13th day of November. It is Saturday, and that means we introduce the sermon that will drop tomorrow. As is so often the case, these podcasts influence where sermons go. How can it not be that way when you are studying a particular passage of Scripture and you're sort of deep diving into the words and what it means? As you dwell on them, think about them, pray over them, other thoughts rise out of that. It's one of the reasons why I'm writing this book on Jonah, is so many different streams have come off the Jonah stories over the last year that it felt like it deserved a book and it would be a good vehicle for me to talk about a lot of the things that I talk about. And I've incorporated a lot of other aspects of the Bible into that story, into that book, so that I can cover a lot of ground. Well, that happens when I'm doing podcasts and then I have a sermon to deliver. The message that you're going to hear tomorrow goes perfectly in line with where we are on the DDP because it was birthed out of my travels in the DDP. Little backstory. I got an email a week or so ago from a very dear friend of mine, a faithful listener to the podcast, Jonathan Carver. He and his wife Michelle are missionaries and pastors in Haiti. Longtime friends of Natasha and myself, and we have had a lot of ministry together, a lot of life together, and we are supporters of theirs, and they're supporters of ours. He emailed me last week and asked if I would do a FaceTime Live with his church on Sunday. There's a lot of turmoil going on in the nation of Haiti, and they were not going to meet live, but instead we're going to utilize the technology and meet via Facebook. So I was honored. So I spent a little time with the Lord late in the week. Just, Father, what would you have me to say to a people who are facing such a situation? And so last Sunday morning, we met via FaceTime Live with them, and I recorded that sermon using my lapel mic. So I thought that might be a perfect message to put right into this rotation of where we are in our own journey through the podcast and through ministering in different places. So the sermon that will air tomorrow is taken from Hebrews 11, the same Hebrews 11 you and I have been in for the last few days in regards to Abraham and his faith. But I hone in on that thought in the middle of that passage in which it says that he dwelt in tents looking for a city whose builder and maker is God, a city that has foundations. I feel like in a people in transit, a people on the move between a point A and a point B are going to go through all kinds of experiences. Some of them are positive, some of them are negative, but we all carry our old world into it. We carry our baggage. We carry Ur of the Chaldees into the journey, but we are heading towards something better. And even though we have the theology of the city is ours, we belong in the city of the Most High, we also have the anticipation that there's more to come, that this world is not the end of the story. And so that goes so well with what we're talking about here on the podcast that I even thought, gosh, just introducing tomorrow's sermon makes for a good podcast today, because our text today is Genesis 12:4. Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And what you could say there is, well, Abram waited 75 years to do what the Lord told him to do. And you could preach that as a negative, like, why wait around in your dad's house for 75 years? Sure. You could also preach it as a positive. At least you didn't wait 76 years. You know, there was a lot of years left in Abram's day, and he at least maximized some of them. The fact that you can preach both the positive and the negative probably is indicative of what you can do with a lot of things in the text as it regards our lives. We all face that text with some negatives, and we face that text with some positives. You can bring a lot of good things out, and you can bring some negative things out, and that's my walk. And that's your walk. And in some ways, that's the baggage that we carry. So I encourage you, listen. It's an audio-only presentation. If you want video, you can actually go to my Facebook page or Jonathan Carver's Facebook page. And you can watch the session from last weekend of us both on screen. But the audio is available tomorrow called Looking for a City. It's about 45, 48 minutes long. I do a little intro at the front just to let people know what's going on. I think it'll bless you in regards to your journey, wherever you are. Because I think that if the world around you is going great, or the world around you is sort of in chaos, you never need to forget that this isn't your final resting place. This isn't your destination. And what I mean by this is not just this planet. I mean the system of this world doesn't define you in its success or its failure. It doesn't define who you are. You're citizens of the kingdom of God. You are walking this thing out as a man that's a stranger in a strange land. You could say this. I don't know that I brought this out in that sermon, but the Apostle Paul says that we will someday put off this tent and put on our eternal. And then when you look at Hebrews 11, and Abram dwelt as if in tents, as a man looking for a city that has foundations, you could say that the tent of your body is an illustration, maybe an allegory for the tent of your spirit, man, that you're going to take this tent off and someday go into your permanence. And by permanence, I mean into the presence of the Lord, whatever that looks like and whenever that might be for you. In regards to our text, Genesis 12:4, Abram leaves. And I told you there's positives and there's negatives. And I don't want to pile on Abram because who am I? And Abram stands as a marker in the Bible of a man of faith. But he takes Lot with him, even though he was told to go out of his country from your family and your father's house. By leave your family doesn't mean leave your wife. It means leave your father's house. And yet he takes his nephew with him. And there's mixed bag on that. There's some scholars, particularly in the Jewish realm, who say that Abram had adopted Lot, that he was taking care of him because Lot's father had probably died. So I'm not going to pile on Abram here for taking Lot when some say, well, he shouldn't have taken Lot. I will say this. Lot causes him a lot, pardon the pun, of problems. And if you need a illustration or a principle out of it, be careful what you take with you when you come from Ur of the Chaldees. You're already carrying your past. Don't carry baggage you don't need. And if you are, lay it down. Lay it down at the feet of Jesus. We continue the Genesis 12 story tomorrow on the podcast. Again, look for Looking for a City. I think it'll bless you. See you tomorrow. God bless.